Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's go to John on Livonia on 97 on the ticket. What's up, John?
Carson Anderson, how we doing?
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about the USC deal, and I just want to say I'm an avid USC fan, and it is so expensive right now being a fan. I pay $120 a whole year for ESPN Plus on top of $80 a month for a pay-per-view. It's just – it's ridiculous, you know. Yeah, it's not expensive. Cost that much to watch MMA, you know. And I think this new deal is great just for the sole fact that it's going to bring so much more viewership to the sport. And I'm a huge Lions fan. I'm a huge Tigers fan, but – my favorite for two reasons. One, the most unpredictable sport, and two, it's a year-round sport. Like, if it's just, it's such an enjoyable sport, and I'm so glad that more people are going to be watching.
Do you do you already have Paramount Plus?
I do actually, yeah. So okay. They're raising the price to $20 a month. So what is that? That's going to be $240 a year just to watch any USC event, compared to honestly over like $1,000 a year. Basically, if we're doing like the math, it's so much better for the sport and for the viewers, you know.
Well, there you go. I'm glad to hear that it's good for the consumer, because so few things are.
The UFC is they're making big steps. It's great.
Good.
You know, there's one complaint from fight fans, Doug, that I've read and heard is if there's no pay-per-view, right? What's the incentive for the UFC to put on these huge cards to get you to buy? It's already bought and paid for.
So you think it might water down the product?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with that necessarily, but that's one thing that people are fearful of. That, and then there's fighters that they have to get paid. Like, they get extra money for pay-per-view buys. Like, they get the points,
right.
They call them.
Yep.
And now there's no pay-per-view points. And so
bonuses,
they get a pay raise. Yeah, and all that stuff. Because there's always been this issue with, are they underpaid, you know? And now look at them. There's numbers. There's actual numbers.
Yeah, you're getting over $1 billion a year just for the TV deal. So, okay, you can't cry poverty when you've already got that going for you.
Interesting. Well, could be something to monitor.
Well, I'm sure they want to still put on a good product, but like I said, before they would be like, you need to buy this fight because this is an unbelievable fight. But now it's like, you've already bought.
Right.
So here's the fight.
And Dana White said, I guess he's absolutely a go for next year's 4th of July UFC event at the White House. I'm not joking about that. It seems kind of crazy, but that's apparently something that is not just in the works, but they're planning on.
Really?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So, Gator, did you hear what mega celebrity was spotted last weekend in Traverse City?
I did not.
Okay. Mike will give you 10 guesses. We'll give you 10 questions. See if you can figure out who it was.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, Kang, household name? I don't want to oversell it.
Household name. I mean, it's definitely a name that a lot of people have heard.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people have heard of.
Start with this. Is it a male?
It is not. Kang, you're going to have to help me answer this. Although
sure,
that one was
course.
Easy.
Doug's got to do a body check.
Hold on, Doug. Let me fact check you. Correct. Not
okay.
A male.
So female. Athlete?
No.
Movie star?
No.
No.
Recording star.
Ah.
All right, that's a TV star.
More so
TV. Recording, yeah. There are recordings.
Yes, there are.
And recordings. TV star, yes.
All right, I'm going to, I feel like I want to take a guess right now.
Wow.
Okay, you've asked 5 questions.
Yeah, but maybe I just want to firm this up, so I'll go blonde hair.
Correct.
Famous family.
Yes.
It's Paris Hilton.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Yeah, this was she a couple years ago. Well, is her husband from the area?
He's from Chicago.
Yeah, and they vacation up in Traverse City. I remember seeing something on TV a couple years ago about this, and she wasn't all that keen on the lake life. She's like, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to sit on the we're just going to stay on the boat. And he's like, yeah. He goes, we We can go water skiing. We can go, you know, all types of stuff. So,
well, perhaps having kids has changed her. She put an Instagram post up.
No way.
Yeah. And the only thing she wrote was lake life.
Okay.
And there were pictures of her on a dock wearing a dress in a boat. And then there were pictures. She was outside some ice cream shop. I got it noted here somewhere. But some place up north in Traverse City, she was outside this ice cream shop, Bodine's or Bondin's or something like that. I don't remember the name of it. Bardin's Wonder Freeze.
Okay. Wonder Freeze.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody in Traverse City this past weekend see anything that you're like, oh my God, that was Paris Hilton? Or did you know she was up there? Just see her? But she doesn't seem to hate the lake life. Now, she was pictured with her kids, too. Oh, that's what's believed to be her kids.
Yeah, I don't know if she hates it or not. I just go back to the thing I saw from a couple years ago. Who knows if it's played up for the cameras or not. But obviously, there's a difference between lake life and beach life on the ocean, mm-hmm. right? And I think that was the comparison there. That, I mean, we here in Michigan, we love lake life. And if you want beach, you can find beaches in the state of Michigan sure. that are fantastic. Typically on the west side of the state, the Lake Michigan side. And I haven't spent enough time in Traverse City. I'm guessing there's some beaches in Traverse City you can go to. But if you've got a property up there that's on the lake and you have a dock, I mean, that's what you're doing. You're going from your dock onto the water as opposed to going to a destination beach. But I don't know how you couldn't end up just loving lake life if you've got... You know, the ability and the wherewithal to get the have the toys that you can have.
One of the pictures looks like her kid, and I don't know, he's a toddler. He's like two, three, four. I don't know how old he mm-hmm. is. Sitting in a little kiddie tube, like they're taking him out tubing. But it doesn't look like he's at the age where they're going to go very fast.
Right.
Kind of deal.
Just get him used to the water.
But yeah, you have kids too. That changes everything. You're like seeking out like adventures for them mm-hmm. and getting enjoyment out of watching them have fun with it. So I don't know, man, go to Traverse City. Maybe you see Paris Hilton now. She's back. It's two vacations in the last 5 years, to Traverse City.
Probably more than that.
It might be.
Like I said, I think, they've got the property there. They're probably going there more often than that, but who knows how often. Different lifestyle.
She was quoted as saying it's so hot.
So hot. It's so hot.
But so, it's like 90.
I'm wondering what put you over the top here. First question was, is this person a male? No. Is this person a movie star? No. Is this person a musical artist? And we kind of
recording artist.
And we kind of said, well, there are recordings.
Yeah. When you said Traverse City, I started thinking it was in my subconscious. But when I narrowed it down to female right away, I'm like, all right, well, now it's more pronounced. Recording artist, when you said, I'm like, okay, fair enough.
Because she's like a DJ now, isn't she?
Yeah, she does that, yeah. But she's also released, I think she had some songs that she had recorded at some point. And she's apparently like a great DJ. Like, people love her stuff. But,
really?
Yeah. That's why I said I wanted to cut it off. I thought I had it.
You did. My brother lives in Traverse City. He was behind her in line at the ice cream store. Dan in Westland says. Another one here says, Paris Hilton has a pop-up boutique shop in Traverse City. Okay, help me out. What's it called? Because my wife and I went to Traverse City as our pre-football season escape weekend last year. And we got into some store where my wife tried on 20 things, loved all 20, and it was too expensive. I wonder if that's what her boutique store is. In Traverse City, although this says pop-up, which maybe that means it's not, it's, you know, the kind of thing that comes and goes quickly. But somebody, if you know what Paris Hilton's pop-up boutique shop in Traverse City is, let us know. And if you saw her, or you know someone who did, 248-539-9797. Tigers, with a win last night in somewhat dramatic fashion, in an otherwise frustrating offensive game, they did enough to beat the White Sox, lead up to 6.5. We'll talk some Tigers next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.